Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is August 11th, 2008, the Feast of Blessed Clare. There's a lot to love about St. Francis and how he went about his life. But one of the most interesting things is how he wanted everyone to be able to follow Christ in the world. His order was for men, of course, but with the assistance of one of his followers, the woman we remember today, Clare of Assisi, he offered his way of life to women as well. Clare was the daughter of a very wealthy family, but when she heard Francis preach about his way of life, she wanted to be a part of it. Francis found her a place at the Church of St. Damien. When she inevitably attracted some other women to her way of being, they started calling themselves the Poor Ladies of St. Damien, and Clare was their first Mother Superior. They were absolutely committed to poverty, trusting completely in God to care for them. In this way, they were living out Jesus' words, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Are you thinking of Lawrence from yesterday? He also had different ideas about what should be treasured. Both of them knew that giving up what this world values allows us to begin to value what God values. It's not that we should starve ourselves to death or allow others to treat us badly, but it is true that trusting in God is rewarded. We learn what Clare knew, that God loves us and will make sure that we get what we need. Not always what we want, but certainly what we need. No wonder among her last words were this blessing: "Live without fear. God has made you holy, has always protected you, and loves you like a mother." Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son became poor that we through his poverty might be rich, deliver us from an inordinate love of this world, that we, inspired by the devotion of your servant Clare, may serve you with singleness of heart and attain to the riches of the age to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Florence Nightingale. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.